I heard that the president of Sudan he heard that that rockets are falling to Sudan, to Tel Aviv, so he said that he won't be quiet on what they're doing to his civilians, to his Sudanian people that lives in Tel Aviv. They filled Eretz Israel with non-Jews, made us crazy. Like we said last week, need to strengthen ourselves to know that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, it's all good. There is no bad in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good and doing good. And also that, what that goes on today, what can we do? Hashem Yitbarach, He wants to wake up Am Yisrael, so He's frightening them. People went to do Afatzah, people opened doors and giving charities and taking books. What can you do? You see, it works. People don't understand in Hebrew, so they need to understand in different language, in rockets. Hashem Yitbarach wants to wake up Am Yisrael to do tshuva. So he fears, frightens us that we're going to see the miracles that Am Yisrael had. They threw tens of thousands of rockets, Skadim and rockets and Katyushot, in amounts that I don't know to which number it came until today. But in the kindness of Hashem, praising God that protects Am Yisrael, He's not asleep, guarding, watching over us. Here and there something small is happening, some like zero. And Rabbeinu said that Mashiach going to conquer all of the world with no one gun shooting. I saw today, for sure, he doesn't need to shoot because they're going to shoot and he will pray that he's going to fall in their places. Hashem is deciding where the rock is going to fall. So Mashiach is going to pray, Ribono Shel Olam, that he's going to fall here, that he's going to fall there. Without one shooting, he won't shoot by himself. They're going to shoot and he's going to pray that it's going to fall in the places of contamination, in the contaminated places. Praising Hashem. We need just to strengthen ourselves, not to be confused at all. Not to be confused at all, at all. We're going to learn a little bit to the honor of the Admor Mikloizenburg, our Rebbe. That he wrote words on Purim, an article on Purim. It's a known thing that he himself, the Rebbe Mikloizenburg, that he was in the Holocaust. He lost 11 children over there. Hashem going to revenge on their blood. He was already in the time of the Holocaust. He was very strong in faith and in happiness. All of the time he was strengthening everyone. And he passed the Holocaust, went through the Holocaust and established the yoke of Torah. So here it's written, he's writing that the girls came to Esther and she sent clothes to dress, to give outfit to wear Mordechai, to change from the sack that he wore. She heard that he wore rotten, torn clothes. So she said, there's a trouble, you need to wear nice clothes, shtreimel, suits, to be happy. This is the argument between Mordechai and Esther. He's saying that why the scroll named after Esther? Because she was right on that issue. In the Gemara, we didn't find the day of Yom Kippurim, day for suffering and torturing ourselves. So it's written that Purim is like Kippurim, create the same forgiveness. And even more so, the day of Kippurim is a Yom Tov. It's written on it that it's a good day, holy day. Is saying that it's written in a very long way, so it's hard for him to read from inside, so you're gonna say it by heart, gonna explain. The argument between Esther and Mordechai was on that issue, that the aspect of Esther, not only on that trouble, just on every trouble that comes, Chas Shalom, they can cancel it immediately. If you're gonna keep really what they said, that the man has to bless on the bad things like that he's blessing on the good. So she's saying every trouble that's going to come on the person needs to cancel his opinion, like that I explained to you, Baruch Hashem, that he can cancel the trouble immediately if you're going to accept what you're going to keep what the Chazal said, that you should bless Hashem on the bad things exactly like you bless on the good things, out of a complete knowledge that who is the one that is bringing that trouble? It's Hashem Yitzbarach. And it's not from the side of the bed, because it's only from good, because it's from the side of Hashem Yitzbarach. And if you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind and so good that He remembers me, means that when you have a trouble, you realize that Hashem remembers you. That this is how Hashem showing to you that He's with you, that He remembers you. He's not forgetting me. And it's only the kindness of Hashem that from Him bad things are not coming. Because for sure any kind of father, he's got mercy on his son. And even when the father is angry at his son, for sure the mercy of the father on his son, and he will not going to kill him. So the judgments are not to kill you, that you need to kill them back, that you need to fight, because His will is not to kill you. Hashem doesn't want to damage me, the Father. It's a known thing that Hashem loves His nation Israel, and even the criminals of Am Israel. And for sure, because I'm from the seed of Am Israel, Why that Hashem going to look for something bad to happen to me? Even if he's the criminal of Am Yisrael. Even if he's the criminal. But he's from the seed of Israel. So why that Hashem will look for something bad to happen to me? Hashem is good and doing only good to the bad and to the good. So for sure that it's all for the best. So that trouble is for the best. On that, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Elimelech Melizhansk was saying, his merit is going to protect us all, amen. He was so humble, and he said, I'm not afraid from hell, because when I'm going to come to judgments in heaven, and they're going to tell me to go to hell, I'm going to ask the angels of heaven, do you want me to go? So they're going to say, no, it's the order of Hashem Yitbarach. So I'm going to go jump into hell with huge happiness, singing and praising. Because if Hashem say that I'm going to go to hell, for sure it's a good thing for me. It's a good, huge thing for me. And I wish that it's going to come to my hand to keep it. I want to have that merit to keep what that Hashem said. He knows exactly that Hashem is good. They live such sweetness, and the poverty that they had, and the suffering that they had, and they didn't sigh, lived outside of Eretz Israel in horrible terms. Horrible terms. The mikveh was so a block of ice in the houses, outside of the houses. Cannot understand how much they suffered, and they were serving Hashem with joy, with happiness, with all of what they went through. The Admor Mikloisenburg is saying, when a man from Am Yisrael is coming to that understanding in the depths of his heart, in the peak of his knowledge, and he knows and believes that everything that Hashem is bringing on him is very good, so nothing can happen to him. And immediately when he thinks like that, all of the bad decrees are cancelled totally. All of the decree of the exile you can could have cancelled by that aspect. So exactly like that our Rabbi, Rabbi Natan said, the words of Rabbi Natan, exact same words, if Am Israel would listen to the voice of the real righteous people that teach us to believe that it's all for the good, to say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach on the good and on the bad, so then Rabbi Natan is saying, so for sure all of the exile has been cancelled already, and what would happen already, the complete salvation. This is what we need to do, to go to teach wisdom, to distribute the book, a lot of Garden of Gratitude, the cities stop whining, the cities of gratitude, to go, to talk to people, to tell them that you can cancel the decrees, just say thank you. So here we're going to see, he's going to tell us that when there is an alarm, you need to go to the streets, not to go to the shelters. Go to the streets to go, to be happy, to thank, to dance. Because this is what that cancels the decrees. To pray while you're dancing, that Hashem is going to throw those rockets to, that they're going to do the job for us. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, here there is. We need to get loose from them already. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let us to dance, to be happy, and to show with the hands where the rocket's supposed to fall. Praising Hashem. Don't be confused at all. He's saying here, Rabbi Natan is writing. We need to believe in Rav Natan in 1,000,000%. This is the wisdom of all of righteous people. All of the righteous people achieved the same understanding. Now we mentioned Admorim, the Rabbi Elimelech Melizhansk, that he said that, and the Admor Mikloisenburg. And it's written, in that day Hashem going to be one and His name going to be one. So the Gemara is known. What, now Hashem is not one? Just in the future, people are going to say, also on the bad things, thank you. And today people are saying Baruch Da'anayim. So if a person achieve that merit to come to that wisdom, so he already have that wisdom that's going to be revealed when Mashiach Tzidkenu going to come. Totally. This is why he's writing. I wanted to read it all for you, but it's very long. This is why it's written that the girls, the women that helped Esther, they came and they told Esther that Mordechai were sacked. She was horrifying, she was afraid. Why is doing that? And because she couldn't understand why in a time of trouble he's crying and he wears a sack. Why is mourning? Why? When there's a trouble, you're not allowed to cry. All of the troubles are coming because that we're crying. Hashem said, I'm going to set for you crying for generations. So now you're going to keep on crying? You need to stop that crying, to say thank you, to sing, just to wear shtraimel, like a holy day, to dance in the streets, and to know that for sure it's going to come to the good. It's no bad in the world at all. For sure it's going to be good. There is no bad. Bad does not exist. Whatever Hashem is doing is only good. To go, to distribute, to go, to take advantage of that opportunity. That all of those places, that people are in the shelters, to go. Don't be confused at all. Over there, if you're going to wear shtreimel, they will not going to understand what you're doing with it. They're going to think, really, it's Purim. If you're going to come with a shtreimel to do a chatzah over there. You can go with shtreimel. People are going to think it's... They were not going to understand what shtreimel is. The main thing is to dance, to be happy, to sing. To go, say, Tov lodot Lashem, Hashem is good for everything. To tell them why all of the troubles are coming, because we were crying. When we're going to stop whining, the troubles are going to stop. Here, take that book, Garden of Gratitude. Especially on that to go. To teach Am Yisrael to say thank you, to sing. To wear shtreimel, she's saying, Esther. This is what Esther Alka said. This is why she sent clothes to dress Mordechai. To tell him. That's the way that we learn. You taught us that we need to be happy, that we need to dance, to sing, not to cry. And how that you're behaving, you're risking the public. If everyone's going to cry now after you, with all of your crying, you're risking Am Yisrael. We need to go with drums and dance. Like I say, salto, jumping in the air and making
somersault.
This is at the moment Kloisenburg is writing. This is the reason why she wasn't ready to risk her own life, because by her own opinion it wasn't the right way. So she said, what? At the end she listened to him and she said, alright, if I lost, I lost. You're going with facts on you, so you're risking me also, what can I do? But if you would go with shtreimelim and going with joy, with happiness, this is now we can understand why she made that feast of drinking wine. She wanted to be happy. She wanted to be happy. What, she's going to fall to depression? She said, I'm going to drink something to be happy. To say thank you. But when she saw that Mordechai the righteous is strong in his opinion, and he told her, you and the house of your father are going to be lost. So she was afraid that his curse gonna happen to her because he was the head of Sanhedrin. But she, from her own sign, she didn't want to listen. She wanted to go to dance with Shtreimelim, and this is it. And then I'm gonna go to the king. I would go to the king with happiness. She said to Mordechai, what it means, if I'm lost, I'm lost, because you're risking us, Mordechai. But after, she didn't have a choice, she decided to go, but she didn't want it to go like that. And then she accepted on herself and said, all right, fast on me. From what? From the curse of Mordechai. You don't have no danger on you. Because the decree is going to be cancelled out of joy and happiness. But fast on me, not fast on yourselves. You don't need to fast. Fast not going to help you on the decree that you have. You need to fast on me because Mordechai cursed me that Chas Shalom, the house of my father, is going to be lost. So fast on me to cancel that curse. But you go dance in the streets. You don't need to be afraid at all. All of that she said, even though that I disagree on that, but I'm canceling my opinion to the opinion of that righteous man. And but she said only to fast, but not to cry and to do hespedim. This is why they wrote the scroll after her name of Esther. They justify her. They said, you are right. You cannot cancel decrees by crying, just only by singing and dancing and praising, not by crying. And not after the name of Mordechai. They didn't set the halakha like him, just like Esther. That on every decree that's not going to come, it's a lot more useful to cancel it by happiness and blessing on the bad things like we're blessing on the good. What can we say and talk? Words like those. How can we thank Hashem that He put our share in Am Israel, put our share, that He's teaching us such sweet faith, just to remember. Every day we have to remember that. Have to remember what did our fathers made HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, and especially that they were crying and whining, and all of the exile is only because of that. And immediately to start saying thank you, I remind myself that every day, immediately when you're going to start saying thank you, all of the decrees, the exile is going to be cancelled. Because Rabbeinu is writing, you should know, because the main reason for the exile, it's not from no other reason except of because of lack of faith. One reason. Rabbeinu is writing in a very clear way, and it's the exact words of Rabbeinu. That Torah is Lashon Rabbeinu Zal. Only one reason why there is the exile, because lack of faith. With faith, faith to say thank you, to believe that there is no bad in the world at all, on everything to say thank you, to praise Hashem, to thank Hashem. This is why we need to go to Am Israel, go out to Am Israel. Last time Am Israel, the Avrechim from the Yeshiva went to do distribution between the tanks, between the jeeps of soldiers, went knocked on houses, went to the shelters. Go. There is nothing else to do. Baruch Hashem, we can see it in Beit Midrash, we live in heaven. But now it's a time to do for Hashem. Have to go in the noontime. Everyone, not to be afraid. Go to the place of shooting. Dance in the streets. Do distribution of Hatzah. They're going to tell you you're crazy. Tell them, no way. Dancing, singing, and happy. Don't be afraid. No reason to be afraid. Eye to eye, you can see that Hashem justified in Am Israel. You can just see that He's not damaging them. He's not doing nothing to them. That we're going to be able to come to distribute to them. What can you do? It's hard to make distribution. So Hashem have to open the hearts. They don't ready to talk to you at all, but now everything is open. The heart is open. The pockets are open. Give charity immediately. Here, how much you need, how much you need. Now everything is open. You can make a nice salary now to complete the support from the yeshiva. simple as that, just to go to Am Yisrael. Also, guys that are not married cannot see the sorrow of Am Yisrael and not to go. And we're telling all of the time, go and pray on Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help to Am Yisrael to do tshuva, that they're going to receive the wisdom, the knowledge that they just need to get stronger in prayers and need Bodeduyot. Let them to get closer to Avodat Hashem, to Limud HaTorah, learning Torah. Everything on the way to pray, that Am Yisrael is going to have the merit to learn Holy Torah. In the ways, when you're driving, pray between one house to the other. Mention, please, Ribbono Shelam, open their heart, that they're going to get closer. And here to sing, and here to dance, and here to pray, and here to distribute. We cannot not take a part in the troubles of Am Yisrael, in the suffering. It's not logic. Here we know that we had alarms in Jerusalem, but we have still to take part in the sorrow of Am Yisrael. In the south is a lot worse. We cannot say, no, it not belongs to us, we live good, quiet life. Baruch Hashem, like I told you in the first time also, Mamash, we made Kiddush Hashem in a huge way. We don't know. What can protect Am Yisrael? Every book, every CD that you distribute, every fixing that you fix in faith, every fixing that you fix that lacking in faith, like the Admor is writing here. From that reason, the scroll named on after Esther to teach us that even before of the salvation, there was a place to sing and to praise Hashem. Huge chidush. Huge chidush, Rabbi is saying to the Rav Naftali. The Megillah, when we need to read it? After the miracle, right? We're saying in Yud Gimel, in Yud Bet, after the miracle happened. So why? It looks like the scroll is coming only to praise after the miracle. But no, now after we learned about Esther, so before of the salvation, that the salvation was in Yudalet, in the 14th to Adar, before of that you need already to praise. That even before of the salvation there was a place to be happy on the salvation that's going to come in the future. And to read, before they hanged Haman on the tree, you should read, they're going to hang Haman on the tree. Because if you're going to read it and be happy, they're going to hang him on the tree. What do you read in that time, in the 12th, in the 13th? You read something that haven't happened yet. Yes, read it. It's going to happen. In all generations, they were making feasts and meals and seudot and happiness in time of decrees, to cancel the decrees. That will not going to happen. And then all of those troubles would cancel already from the beginning. So he's saying, because then, if you accept it and say thank you to Hashem, the troubles will not going to come. And then the non-Jews would be punished also only on the fear that they were frightening the Jews, even without keep making that decree. Esther HaMalkah, she went to the king and she begged because of the bad will of Haman HaGagi. But already in that time, Am Yisrael were already happy. They were happy in the time that the decree was in her peak. Ramash, it was dangerous in time, but Am Yisrael were awake to see, to recognize what the Esther is doing. That they don't need to cry, just they need to be happy and drink and be happy, even though that the decree was still hanged in that place and it could happen still, but they were happy and they knew that their salvation is soon to come. So like that it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to show to all of Am Yisrael miracles and wonders. It's written how the Egyptians said, I'm going to run away from the Egyptian, from Am Yisrael, because Hashem is fighting for them. This is what it's going to be. The missiles, they're all going to fall in their places. They're going to see that Hashem is fighting for us. They're gonna say it's not laundry. We're shooting it to their places, and it's falling 23 kilometers farther from that place. And we're doing a good job, and it's not happening. So they go. Rav Shalom said that in the last mitzvah that happened, last war that was, that they asked one of the terrorists, "What? You're not mechavnim, pointing it to in a good way? You don't know how to aim it to the right place?" He said, "No, we are doing it very good, but their God is moving the missiles." There is nothing like that, that it will be something bad, Chas Shalom. There is no reality like that. For sure it's going to be good. And also, that issue to drink until a person is drunk and cool. He comes to a certain understanding that for him, there is no difference between the period of time of damned Haman to blessed Mordechai. For him, it's the same thing. So he doesn't care in which time he is in. By that understanding, we can explain now that the Admor is saying that what is that wisdom that a person should drink until that he will not define between Haman and Mordechai? That for him there is no difference. Haman, Mordechai, we're dancing, we don't care. We're dancing, time of Haman, time of Mordechai. No difference, what do we care? We're dancing. What's the difference? Whatever gonna be, we're dancing. This is the right intention. We need to come to that understanding. Always a person should be used to why Purim is not a holy day, a Yom Tov. So it's hard to understand why to be happy in that day. The only reason to be happy in that day is because we're thanking on the bad like we're thanking on the good. And really, people would do that with all of their heart, it would cancel all of the decrees immediately. Which words we can strengthen us so much, praising Hashem forever. There is here a page, one page. Short way of a lot of points from the book Brit Shalom. Someone wrote points from the book Brit Shalom. Also, you can take it with short prayers. Also, to give it, to hand it to people, to men over there. You can tell them, "Here, read that. Take that paper with you until he's gonna receive the big Brit Shalom, the complete Brit Shalom." Let's see which Hiddushim there are here. We have that merit in Yeshiva, that we have that course. People finished it already. And Baruch Hashem, we're starting it again. Course of on purity to be a guiding of couples of new grooms to teach the halachot of purity of the family. It's very worthy, very good. It's going to help everyone to his shalom bayit and also to be able to go out to teach. And also going to have a certificate. Rav is answering questions. No cars. Shuafatza. If people have cars, people that can help with a car. There are cars. Now, today there are cars. People that want to join Moshe, no danger. Go say to the families when there's alarm to dance, to go out to the streets, to work outfits of Shabbos. The words of the righteous man. You don't believe? Believe or not believe? It's written here. Here we learn to wear outfits of Shabbos and to go to dance in the streets. What do you want? We're believers. We believe. Yesterday, people of Rechim came to Ashkelon. Two terrorists tried to come to enter through the beach of Ashkelon, killed them. The police killed them, the soldiers killed them. Were mefitzim. There was mefitzim from the yeshiva in Ashkelon in the evening. So they're asking the Rav if they had the merit maybe to protect Am Israel. I told you 25 years ago, every time that there was part of you don't even remember that there was bombings, bombs in buses, a lot of troubles. All of the time I was said to myself, now you should go make more classes, teach. What's going to solve the problems? Is there something else that can solve the problems? Like we said, we need to believe, to pray on it, that they're going to do the job for us. All of the time I said to myself, how are we going to take out those guys from here? And then Hashem helped me. We're going to shoot all of the missiles over there. And this is it. Last week, I said, Ribono Shel Olam, you have all of the powers, but how? How are you going to take them out? How? What are we going to do? need to pray that the missiles are going to fall in their places, that they're going to see that Hashem is fighting for us. Hashem wants to fear the Jews a little bit more, that, and soon we're going to see the miracles. We're going to see how all of that place is going to be empty. Everyone should look which house he wants, which house he's going to take. Make a list, guys. Don't argue. That won't have arguments after. Who? Moshe gonna make a list. Everyone gonna go to Moshe to say which house it is taking. I believe. Simple as we're saying. I believe. Why singing and praising and thanks to Hashem and go to bring Am Yisrael closer to faith? I believe. As simple as that, this was it's going to happen. The salvation is coming. All of the time I'm praying, take them out, Ribono Shel Olam. How are you going to take them out? So today in the 18th, I woke up, I realized, this is how you're going to take them out. The shot, maybe even won't have who to take out. The kindness of Hashem. Strengthen yourself, guys. From now and on, this is it. As early as you can, to go out to Am Yisrael in songs and praises, to sing. It's time to do to Hashem to cancel the Torah, to break the Torah. If all of the city hall doesn't let the students from school to learn because they're saying, but if the parents are going to take responsibility, they're allowing. I'm telling you need to take responsibility to sign. No problem that the students are going to learn. Everyone, every parent that wants to write a note, I take responsibility on my child that he can learn in the Talmud Torah, send him to school. There is no shelter in the Talmud Torah. So they have a safe area, but they don't have a shelter. So the Talmud Torah, the parents, if they're going to write that they accept it on themselves, the responsibility that children are learning in a place with no basement, so it's okay to write a note and let them I agree, I'm taking responsibility on my children, that the children are going to learn in a place with no miklat. The responsibility, we're taking it on the back of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, on the back of the Admor Mikloisenburg. Don't worry. There are cars. Shalom Azor is saying. Kambatz. People are not coming to the Kambatz. Kambatz, it's a short name to say an officer of something in the army, someone that is in charge and is organizing everything. So, saying people with cars and mifitzim to come to Shalom Azor to say they want to go to the Afasa. A friend of a wife of an Avrech, a woman friend of a wife of an Avrech, been healed from the horrible disease by saying thank you, by Afatsa, the book of Garden of Gratitude. She's making a meal, a Suda, tonight, praising Hashem Yitzbarach on the miracle that she has. Amen.